And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon. But, oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now?" Ira Gershwin, born New York City, 1896. On this day, his father was a businessman. He went into a different business every few years. He had a bakery, ran a pool hall, restaurant, Turkish bath, cigar store. He wanted to be able to walk to work every day, so each time he moved, his family and the Gershwin family moved nearly 30 times before Ira turned 18. He was still working in his father's Turkish baths when his brother George asked him to write lyrics for George's songs. And together in the 20s and 30s, they wrote "They Can't Take That Away From Me," "Let's Call the Whole Thing Off," "Summertime," "I Got Rhythm," "It's Wonderful," and many others. It was on this day, 1947, President Truman dedicated Everglades National Park in Florida, largely the brainchild of a man named Ernest Coe, who'd gone to Yale. He was a landscape architect, moved to Miami when he was 60. And when he moved there in the 20s, the town was growing fast and huge wetland areas were being drained for development, local birds were being killed, and Ernest Coe tried to protect the Everglades, arguing that it was an important ecosystem full of plants and animals. By 1947, when the park was created, Coe was so frustrated by all the work he'd gone to, he'd given up on it. The naturalist Archie Carr wrote that visitors arrive at the Everglades expecting to see a mysterious swamp forest full of reptiles and eerie noises, a sort of Hollywood jungle set. This probably accounts for the let-down look we see in the faces of some newcomers as they gaze out over the sawgrass plain for the first time. Here's a poem for today by W.D. Earhart, "Sins of the Fathers." "Today my child came home from school in tears. A classmate taunted her about her clothes, and other kids joined in, enough of them to make her feel as if the fault was hers, as if she can't fit in, no matter what. A decent child, lovely, bright, considerate. It breaks my heart. It makes me want someone to pay. It makes me think, oh, Christ. It makes me think of things I haven't thought about in years. How we nicknamed Barbara Hoffman Barn, walked behind her through the halls in mood like cows. We kept this up for years, and not for any reason I could tell you now, or even then, except that it was fun, or seemed like fun. The nights that Barbara must have cried herself to sleep, the days she must have dreaded getting up for school, or Suzanne Hyder, we called her Spider, and we were certain Gareth Schultz was queer and let him know it. Now there's nothing I can do but stand outside my daughter's door, listening to her cry herself to sleep." Sins of the Fathers, a poem by W.D. Earhart from The Bodies Beneath the Table, published by Ad Astra Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets, details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.